Chris Creamer's on the line at Sports Logos Net. Chris, welcome to the program. The Toronto Maple Leafs, 100th anniversary next year. And you've reported, you've confirmed by several reliable sources that the Leafs are going to have a new logo and entirely new uniforms for the 16-17 season. Am I correct?
That is correct. I've heard this from many, many reliable people within the industry that this is indeed happening. Details are pretty scarce at this point, as you'd expect. We're still, you know, almost a year away from this happening, but brand new logo, being told it is a combination of three different eras, the past, the present, and the future. Just a natural progression of what they've been doing all this time. The team has been slowly evolving the logo since they started back in 1927, since they changed from the St. Pat's. And this, in my impression of the reports I'm hearing, is that this is just going to continue that evolution into the next decade.
And so I've got some folks hitting me on Twitter, at Radio Vendetta on Twitter, and your Twitter handle is at SportsLogosNet, and you can go to the website, which is sportslogos.net, and it shows the evolution of the Maple Leaf logo, which, look, say what you want about the Blue Jays run was incredible. The city went crazy. The country went crazy. The ratings were huge. If the Toronto Maple Leafs somehow, through some miracle of God, make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, it will make the Blue Jays look like a slumber party because of the just pent-up frustration since 1967. People will lose their minds. The Maple Leafs, forget the juggernaut that MLSE is, the Maple Leaf logo is ingrained in so many people in this country. People for years have had this ingrained in them. So what do you think? I know they're doing it because it's the 100th anniversary. I get it. It's the centennial. But what do you think this is really done for, Chris? Is it done for monetary purposes? Is it done because of the celebratory purposes? Is it a combination of the both? I mean, we've got people chiming in on Twitter with their versions of the logos. I've had everything from a toilet seat with a leaf in it to David Stone, who just tweeted in a leaf logo with a Superman logo imposed in the middle, and it says it's an S, and it means Stamkos for Steven Stamkos, quote-unquote, coming to Toronto. So give us some of the reasons why you think this is happening, and how did it, you know, they've already planned this far ahead, of course, but there's no comment from the Leafs.
No, they're not going to comment on this until they're ready to unveil something officially. Why are they doing this? It's going to be a combination of monetary and for the celebration. This is a team steeped in tradition, and they have a rivalry with the Montreal Canadiens, and they saw what the Canadiens did, you know, 5-6 years ago for their 100th anniversary. They want to rival that. They want to show that they can do a bigger job than that. So to put out an entirely new brand, and when I say entirely new, I don't mean this is going to be like throw everything out and start from scratch. I mean, it's just going to look different than it has the last 40 years. There is going to be a slight monetary reason for this. A lot of people around town already have Maple Leafs gear. But when you look at what people are wearing, a lot of times it is the old logo from the 60s and 50s. So that might be a reason to use a logo from the past or has an old look to it to perhaps just sort of, you know, get a little extra sales from it. And, I don't think that is the primary focus, though, monetary, because this team has always ranked right near the top of the Forbes list for valuable franchises. This team is going to get, you know, crazy ratings, going to get crazy ticket sales, regardless of what the logo and uniforms look like. So I think it's more based on trying to celebrate the 100th, maybe trying to show up the Canadians and show that they can do a better job with a little slight hint of a monetary gain.